It's 107.8 Tone FM, Taunton's brand new radio station. Morning to our very own PC workshop man, Martin Howe from IT Know How. Morning.
Morning, morning.
We're talking photos today, aren't we?
Indeed, we are.
Various issues with photos.
Yeah, I was going to say, it's a double header sort of thing or whatever. Let's look at getting them onto the computer first, and then let's look at some of the bits and pieces or problems that people then sort of have mentioned to me in the past that they've had. So getting photos onto a computer, really, really simple. It's the equipment that often makes it complicated when you try and plug it in and get it going. So I was going to start by asking, how do you do it?
Well, I do professionally type photos as well. So I use a system called Lightroom.
Right. Okay.
Lightroom 4. Yeah,
and it does it all for you in six.
Well, no, it doesn't, because in the computer using Windows 8, as we discussed before, you can either plug your camera in, as I'm sure you'll explain, or I can actually put the SD card in.
Yeah.
And Lightroom will detect load up, and then I can then work on. Yeah. The images the way I wish to do so.
No,
but there are various ways of doing it, aren't there? And of course, there are proprietary programs which come with the computer.
And this is what I was going to say. I mean, ultimately, you get down to Windows Pro. Microsoft software provides a very simple import pictures and videos feature. And all you have to do is plug your camera in. Now, as you've already mentioned, of course, what happens is a lot of people will just plug their camera in, and then it's not doing what they expect. And from a support perspective, where we get involved, of course, we end up looking at these things going, it wants a driver, and everyone looks blankly at you, and this and the other. So rather than get into the deep and meaningful, I will treat this in a very simplistic way as far as it goes. If you can plug your camera in, and it is recognised by the computer, what it should do is it should throw up what's referred to as an autoplay window, basically a pop-up window in the middle of the screen, which will offer you a series of options of how to get the photos onto your computer, or what you can do with the pictures. Now, if that window doesn't pop up and all you end up with is nothing, basically, then your camera is your barrier, your hurdle as far as it goes. And again, the simple way, you've obviously just mentioned yourself there about taking your SD card out of the camera and plugging it straight in. Okay. This assumes, of course, you've got a hole on your laptop or computer to plug it into. If you don't, you can buy card readers for under £10. It depends on what you buy. They're between £5 and £15, but I mean, it depends on what you buy. You can buy them for under £10. A nice simple card reader, you put your SD card into that, plug that into the computer, into a USB port, because we can all find a USB port. And then, of course, your autoplay window will pop up, and it'll offer you, as I say, a series of options. And the one that you just simply want to go for is import pictures and videos. Mm-hmm. And that's it, really. You select that one, and then it's a follow your nose. It'll lead you through to importing the photographs, and it'll download from the card onto the computer and store the photos then in a folder, invariably with today's date on it, unless you intercede at some point and type in a relevant box, whatever it relates to, so it might relate to a holiday or otherwise. And as we've talked about in previous sessions, then if you've got a folder with a date on it, but the date has no relevance to the event that took place, you're downloading photographs in January and you've got January the 5th on it, but of course it's December the 25th that you're interested in because it's Christmas, you can just retitle the folder to say that it's Christmas. So it really is as simple as that. As I said, a lot of people will overcomplicate it. And as I said, it's software that often overcomplicates it, that you get with the camera and things like that. And a lot of people, again, say, every time I plug in my camera, it throws up this bit of software and I've no idea what to do. And it tells me to do this and tells me to do that. And I think, as I said, our best advice that we've been giving over the years is, as I said, it's just to use the import pictures and videos option, because it simply takes the photographs off the camera or off the card and puts them onto the computer in a folder. And from there, you can then do things from there as far as it goes. I'm not going to get into... I did toy with the idea of talking about image editing and things like that, or basic image editing and how you can go about and so on and so forth. But the truth of the matter is, again, we get back into 19 out of 20 people that I would meet have no interest in editing their photos, have no desire to edit their photos. They simply want to get them from the camera onto the computer. Yeah. And from there, they then want to do either print them off or send them to somebody or something like that, as I said. So, as I said, I wanted to really keep this simple as far as it goes. So what you will find, if you've got a laptop that's probably less than 3 years old, you probably have got an SD card slot on the on it, so you can just take your camera card out and plug it straight into that. If you've got, probably again, a computer that's only a couple of years old, you might well, again, have an SD card slot in somewhere around the front of it. And if not, as I said, without making too much of a drama out of it, a little adapter that's a USB one, and you put your card into that, the into the USB slot, and away you go.
Away you go. Okay, Martin's with us. It's PC Workshop.